They circled the palace three times without success. General Armiles and his troops seemed as if the earth had swallowed them. Someone is out there who masters the game better than I do, the magic bosun howled. How could such a mess of people disappear without a sign? Someone fiddled around with the time loop and managed to keep them out of sight. So the patrol landed finally in a deserted little courtyard, hopefully unnoticed. They left the flying dogs behind and entered the palace. Arundel had once been in the palace, but that was long ago. She remembered the endless passages and corridors. Here and there she recalled, or she thought she recalled, but then they rounded a corner and everything looked all strange again. Things might have changed in the meantime. She remembered the kind of stairs, but they seemed to be the same everywhere, steep and irregular. The more so she had experienced such stairs while captured by the old prince's guard not long ago. Pudi confirmed, as he recalled such stairs even better. Climbing up was no problem, but descending an even bigger one. And while they had to descend once more, Pudi started complaining, and after a while he resisted at all, until Billy Joe picked him up and carried them, while Pudi exclaimed Billy Joe's medicine pouch fixed around. He examined the pouch fixed around Billy Joe's neck and all of a sudden disappeared inside. Finally, they made the base and their way led them on flat grounds. After a short while, they came to a large crisscross crossing and had the choice between at least six pathways. They felt like in a maze and couldn't make up their minds. Even more so, as they had almost forgotten what they were looking for. Yes, of course, the dungeon, where they hoped to find their comrades. However, were they still down here? Billy Joe seemed to be quite certain. Like a sniffling dog, he breathed heavily and hurried then on. The others followed. What else could they do? While they walked on, the passage grew tighter and led slightly downwards. Billy Joe's broad shoulders could hardly make it between the narrowing walls. However, the others noticed them as well, as you could hear awes and aches now and then, as not only the sides but also the ceiling came closer the further they went on. In the dim light of the bow's red eye, they couldn't see much, even more so as they followed Billy Joe, who kept the lead, still sniffling and gaping like a hound dog, as if he was imagining those attackers they experienced a while ago. Only Pooty seemed to be all right. His gay voice made his comrades smile, despite the tightness of the passage. It couldn't go on like that forever, they thought, while Billy Joe asked Pooty to shut up. Their enemy could be close now. Just as Billy Joe was almost stuck, the passage widened and the raw rock disappeared all of a sudden. The patrol found themselves in a kind of dome. Dim, mysterious light was shimmering from the ceiling and the walls. A somehow sacred appeal overwhelmed the marchers, who came to a halt. For no reason, but perhaps the kind of special atmosphere herein, they didn't even dare to whisper. This was definitely not the entrance to the dungeon they were looking for. Right in the middle of the dome, there was a basin filled with blue water. Colored mosaics shimmered from the ground. Beautiful statues like guardians surrounded it. In the middle of the basin, there was an oval star flashing up occasionally. Such splendor invited the patrollers to take a refreshing bath after the frustrating journey through the underworld of the castle. Pooty was the first to jump in. The others followed right away. Later on, nobody remembered who the signal gave, and Pooty was certain that he only followed an advising voice whose it had been, he couldn't say. Anyway, in no time, the whole group paddled around in the little pool. Their mission had to wait. While the magic bow, when leaning against one of the statues, uttered his disagreement. Unwillingly, the five of them accepted his reminder and crawled out to put on their clothes back on. Refreshed and merry, they examined the hall, still impressed by the liveliness of the statues. How could they look so natural and alive? While they strolled around, their limbs seemed to stiffen and breathing became difficult as well. And while they still wondered why the figures didn't show faces, they began to realize how dangerous the water over here could be. Not long ago, the Star Maids freed the flock of petrified ponies to transmute them right away to deep down under. Could these statues be petrified humans? While they tried to get in contact with her mates, Arundel felt the stiffening to get even further and reached her throat. Her words dried in her mouth and faded as if the wind had taken them away. That was it then. How could they dare to bathe in such a strange liquid, she thought, while she realized her comrades to stiffen. In no time they all filled the gaps between the statues and stood now by themselves around the basin as if they had been there for ages. Only the fresh expression on their faces showed the difference, as the faces of the other statues were almost gone. Pooty was caught while he tried to hide under Billy Joe's armpit. Billy Joe's mouth stood wide open. He petrified while he wanted to point out on something of great importance. Was that the end? What could the magic bow do all alone? The whole planet was in turmoil. General Armyless had disappeared with his followers, probably defeated and discouraged. Destructive forces seemed to rule the Leptopians and force them into despair and destruction. Nothing, so it seemed, could stop the time loss. Faster and faster, the time elapsed and disappeared, as if a huge vampire sucked the planet's blood, so to speak, and the Leptopians didn't seem to realize, or if they did, they disappeared. These five petrified figures could still think and communicate in a way by reading each other's thoughts. So the magic bow suggested the sisters should awake right away if it was not too late. Therefore, it was. Without the secret serum, out of the secret strum room, the general once brought to Arundel's attention, they'd be lost for good. Therefore, Arundel tried to recall the exact location and the way they took. Pooty once managed to steal the serum they needed to awaken the petrified ponies and prepare for their flight via the Star Bridge. Was the serum still at its place? On the other hand, had the same human hordes of the prince destructed this last device of humane recovery? Such were the last thoughts Arundel was able to think before the doom of stone took over to govern her state of being. Artifacts won't need such serum. If they really wanted to destruct organic life, as it seemed, they weren't interested in such means of recovery. On the other hand, was there the first law that demanded them to serve their masters? Something terrible must have happened, as now it looked as if this basic rule was non-existent anymore. We don't understand what's really going on in Leptopia. That's it. We haven't found out about the forces that are pulling the trigger and run the show. This was Arundel's final thought, and she felt sorry for that, then more sorry for that than for being petrified.